Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour in Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all Motown songs that have the word my in the title of the song. For this half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, The Miracles, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
My love.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
With Martha with the Vandellas, My Baby Loves Me, number 22 from 1966. Before that, the Supremes' last song they ever had in 1976, reaching number 40, I'm Going to Let My Heart Do the Walking. And we started with Stevie Wonder's Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, number 20 from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that have the word my in the title of the song. Well, coming up, another number one song from the Supremes, this time Back in My Arms Again, number one from 1965. Well, Motown's highly polished rhythm and blues helped to break down the barriers between white music and black music. Listening to the upcoming song Back in My Arms Again, one didn't think of it in terms of sounding black or sounding white. While Diana Ross talked about the acceptance of the Supremes by white audiences with the author of the book called Nowhere to Run, Jerry Hershley, she was quoted as saying that someone said, and I agree with him, that the Supremes were such a crossover for young black and white males in our country because they were three black girls and they could openly enjoy them and even lust for them without thinking what color they were. Well, 6 weeks after Back in My Arms Again was number one, the Supremes made one of the ultimate crossovers, headlining at one of America's top venues, the Copacabana in Manhattan. While the Supremes were trained by Motown's army of charm school teachers, choreographers, makeup artists, and fashion experts. And the Supremes made their debut at the Copa on July 29, 1965, and the critics loved the show. Here are the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
All day long I hear my telephone ring. Friends calling, giving their advice.
tracks. MotownMemories at Yahoo.com.
Although I might be
Motown Memory from the Miracles, featuring Smokey Robinson, The Tracks of My Tears, number 16 from 1965, and before that, My Sharia Moore, a Stevie Wonder great song from 1969, reaching number 4, and we started with that number 1, another number 1 from the Supremes, Back in My Arms Again from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all Motown songs that have the word my in the title of the song. Coming up, another Supreme song, but this one did not hit number 1. It was number 5, My World is Empty Without You. Well, many people have tried to define the Motown sound. One of the best descriptions, perhaps, comes from a fellow by the name of Adam White, who was a former editor of Billboard. He was quoted as defining Motown to be a bedrock bass line, an emphatic beat accentuated by tambourines, pounding percussion and piano tracks, saxophone-driven brass charts, shrill backup vocals in the classic call-and-response mode of gospel performances, and those swirling, riff-enforcing strings of the Detroit Symphony. Well, Diana Ross recalled that one of her greatest loves was to be appreciated, to be respected. After you've worked so hard at it, dreamed about it for so long, it was just a wonderful experience being part of the Supremes. And it was the beginning of everything for me personally. Well, here are the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.